asked a salesman, may I try on that shirt in the display window? And he said, no, you can try it on in the changing room like everyone else.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A Sunday school teacher told her class the Christmas story, then asked, who is the most important woman in the Bible? Eve, said one little guy. They named 2 days of the year after Eve, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Well, here we are, flipping the calendar over again, vowing to watch our waistlines and watch less TV, to go outside among people. Recently, Americans were asked which New Year's resolution would be most important to them. Here are the top five. Do something for self-care, eat healthier, save money, diet to lose weight. I don't know. I'm suspicious of any word that begins with die, but there it is at number two. And the number one New Year's resolution, exercise to get in shape. In Langsburg, Michigan, the new year got off to a bad start for one lady. She awoke to what she called angry, accented voices coming from her living room. Fearing that her husband was being held hostage by terrorists, she hid in a closet, dialed the police, and in whispers informed them what was going on. Sheriff's deputies and a state trooper entered the house with guns drawn, only to find a guy sitting on the couch watching TV, alone. It was her husband. Apparently, he had the TV on really, really loud. Wow. During the Christmas holidays, a boy turned the pages on the old family Bible and was fascinated by the colorful artwork. Suddenly, something fell out. He picked it up and held it to the light. It was an old leaf his grandma had pressed between the pages. Mom, he said, look what I found. What is it? She asked. I think it's Adam's underwear, he said. Well, it's that time of year when we turn over a new leaf. I'm not a big New Year's resolutions guy, but I'd love to be walking closer to Jesus 365 days from now, wouldn't you? What does that look like? Philippians 3:10 in the Old Amplified Bible provides a clue. For my determined purpose is that I may know Him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with Him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of His person more strongly and more clearly. There is no greater pursuit this year. Here are three determined steps we can take to draw closer to God. 1, say hello to simplicity. Things get blurry when we hurry and worry. Our lives get too cluttered and complicated to see what's truly central. But no purchase fulfills us. No achievement satisfies. This year, let's determine to get our eyes off the stuff of earth. Let's enjoy the therapy of silence, the serenity of wanting what we have, the joy of finding Him to be all we need. 2, dust off the Bible. During the turbulence of the last year, I spent 12 minutes a day in the Bible and finished it. I couldn't believe how often the words or stories were just what I needed. Only 12 minutes a day. We spend 18 times that much on our phones. So join me this year, would you? Let's dust off the Bible and see how it changes us. 3, go to the source. One New Year, the Tournament of Roses parade was stopped when a beautiful float sputtered and quit. The float represented the Standard Oil Company. With its vast oil reserves, its truck ran out of gas. Imagine. This year, we have access to the limitless reserves of God. Let's load up. Let's talk to Him, listen to Him, spend time with Him, say hello to simplicity, dust off the Bible, go to the source. A year from now, we'll be glad we did. Happy New Year.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, we're seeking to raise $117,000 to help keep that hope ringing into 2026. Would you consider a gift today to help us reach the goal? Visit laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.